From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1014th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Cowboy Cobas.
Come back, into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights, I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently. You drifted out into a world unreal in search of all those things with false appeal. And while you fight your conscience, I'll be here to give the love that you have wanted dear. Come back, into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights, I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently. You wanted freedom from the ties that bind, and vows when spoken dear would make you mine. And so, my darling, you have had your way. This is all my lonely heart can say. Come back, into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights, I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently.
Cowboy Copas and A World That's Real, a great song by a great entertainer.
Thank you, Grant Turner, and a great big welcome to all of you who have joined us for the Grand Ole Opry tonight. We've got a great big show lined up for you this evening, and Grant, I'd love for you to tell the folks about it.
Be glad to, Copas. Well, first of all, we're just busting over with comedy because Cousin Minnie Pearl is here with us. And, as if that wasn't enough, we got Archie Campbell standing right over there in the wings.
That's for sure, Grant. Then we've got Chet Atkins on board.
Yes, sir, and String Bean, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our special guest.
Yes, yes, as our special guest.
That smiling boy from Louisiana, Jimmy Newman.
Yeah!
Well, we'll be hearing a song from Jimmy in just a few minutes, friends. But right now, I want you to meet that great philosopher from Bull's Gap, Tennessee, who said, "Some wives leave their husbands and take everything. Others take everything but don't leave." Here he is, Professor Archibald Campbell.
Thank you, Copas. I'm glad to appreciate that introduction. I want to talk to you folks for just a few minutes on the different uses of the English language. You know, Copas, it's getting so that you can't understand what people say when they say what they're saying anymore.
I know it.
It's because of the punctuation. Now, you take when a friend of yours writes you a letter.
Yes.
And the letter, he'll say, "Am I a dope?" Question mark.
Yeah.
Well, now, if there's a question mark after it, there's a doubt about whether you're a dope or not.
I know it.
But if it says, "Am I a dope?" Exclamation point, then, brother, you're a dope, see?
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
You're plumb crazy.
What I'm driving at is you've said the same thing twice, but it means two different things because of the punctuation.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is start punctuating with the voice.
The voice.
When you say something, punctuate. When you're talking so people know what you mean.
Oh, in speech.
I'm going to show you how to make the different punctuations. For instance, a period is made like this.
That's good.
Anytime you say something, you put a on the end of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now the comma, that's the period, made like that. Then the comma, little tadpole-shaped looking thing. Now here's the way you make the comma. And there's the semicolon. The semicolon, of course, is a combination of the period and the comma. Period up here and a comma under it makes a semicolon. Here's the way you make it. And then we have the colon. The colon, of course, is nothing in the world but two periods, one on top of the other one, or one on the bottom of the other one. However you like to say it. You can say it either way because either one's all right. Now, here's the way you make the colon. Left-handed. That's the colon. Then we have the dash. You know, the dash, just a little straight mark. And here's the way you make the dash.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to make it backwards, you do it like this.
Woo!
Then there's the question mark. The question mark, you know, circles around in a half circle, and it drops straight down. It's got a period on the bottom. Now, here's the way you make the question mark. Then we have the exclamation point. The exclamation point, you know, it's big at the top, comes down to a little point. It's got a period on the bottom. Now, here's the way you make the exclamation point. Now, I have a little story here that I wrote, and I'm going to read it off to you and show you how it sounds when it's put into use. Thank you, neighbor. I'm going to show you how this sounds when it's put into use. The title of the story is Meet Me Backstage at Midnight, signed Mabel. Wait a minute, that's the wrong one. Here's the story, punctuated from one end to the other. Once upon a time, there was a brave young prince. He lived in a beautiful castle high on a hill. One day he was strolling through the forest with his horse, dog, and carriage. Then from out of the underbrush, there appeared before him a beautiful maiden. He thought, should he speak to her first? And then she says, I am lost in the forest and need food and drink. So he took her to his castle. They got married and lived happily ever afterwards.
Well, I'll tell you, friends, if any girl ever marries Archibald for his money, she'll sure earn it. Which brings us down to the time when we welcome our guest. So what do you say we bring him on with a great big Grand Ole Opry round of applause? Here he is, friends, Jimmy Newman! Jimmy, by golly, it sure is nice to see you, and great to have you here with us tonight as our guest.
Thank you, Cobus. Good to be here.
Hey, they tell me you just got back from a tour all over the country, Jimmy.
Well, not quite, Cope. Of course, I was through most of Texas this past week, and I'm to be there next week again.
Well, that sounds like a big enough trip to me. Now, I do know one thing, that you got a couple of brand-new records out that look mighty good, Jimmy.
Well, I hope so anyhow, Cope.
I know what you mean, Jim, but let's let the folks have a listen. Here he is, friends, Jimmy Newman with his latest MGM recording of What You Gonna Do.
What you gonna do when I said bye-bye? What you gonna do when you start to cry? What you gonna do? Never thought I'd walk away. Bet you never thought you'd hear me say, what you gonna do, what you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
Everybody else in this doggone town, though you've been a-cheating and a-running around, what you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
Gonna miss me, baby, and I don't mean maybe, baby, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
I bet you never thought that your little old scheme turn out to be such a bad, bad dream. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
Everybody else in this doggone town. Though you've been a cheating and a running around. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Boo-hoo.
Miss me, baby, and I don't mean maybe, baby. What you gonna do? Miss me, baby, and I don't mean maybe, baby. What you gonna do?
Grant, aren't you racing things a little with that green necktie? St. Patrick's Day isn't until Tuesday.
Oh, not a bit, Copa. Some of my Irish friends are having a little party after this show, and, well, I want to be in style. You know what? They promised me one of those short little Irish pipes. Say, I understand you get some real enjoyment out of one of them.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, Grant, but I do know this. You get downright smoking pleasure and comfort out of any pipe when it's loaded with Grand Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
That's a fact, Copas. PA is always so fresh. It's crimp cut, and the natural flavor and taste of the fine tobacco is locked in with that special Prince Albert process.
Well, making men like PA too, Grant. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy, smokes mild and tasty.
So pipe smoker or making man, no matter what pipe you prefer, always ensure your smoking pleasure and comfort every time with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now, here's my good friend Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, to cut some mighty fancy capers to the tune of Devil's Dream. Friends, I've always loved to sing the old hymns, spirituals, and back some years longer than I like to remember, along with Dot Swan. We wrote this spiritual, and it's been a favorite of lots of people ever since. We'd like for you folks to join in and help us out here in the old Ryman Auditorium. It's a spiritual number. That means you pat your hands. On the second chorus, some of the boys will help you out. And if the Jordanaires will kind of help me out, here we go with one titled, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Thank you, friends. Thank you just a whole lot. You're more than kind. But now we've got to get on with the show, and it really gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce our next entertainer, a great musician and a great opera favorite, Chet Atkins, and the story of John Henry. Play it, Chick. Ted Atkins and the Ballad of John Henry. And now it's time to introduce our gal friend from Grinder Switch, Tennessee. Here she is, Cousin Millie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm all out of breath tonight. I'll tell you, when I was coming down here tonight, well, there was a man, see, I just noticed this man, and I started to walk a little faster, and he started to walk a little faster, and I started to run a little faster, and he started to run a little faster, and here we were, you know, every time I'd run a little faster, he'd run a little faster, and if a fire truck hadn't run in front of me, I'd have caught him. Now, I would have got that feller, I really would have, but I tell you now, I've had a whole lot going on at Grinder Switch this past week, you know. Now, there's a booming metropolis, this Grinder Switch. That is really, well, for a whistle stop, that is. You know, why they call it a whistle stop is because every time a fella whistles, a gal stops. Ooh! Oh, well, I do anyway. But Austin Tugwell's young'un, that littlest one of his, and was over at the house yesterday. That's the meanest little young'un I've seen in my life. Ooh, that's the meanest little old boy. He's cute, but he's just bad. And he said some of the worst words I ever seen. And Mammy, oh, she won't let no young'un say nothing bad like that. And she jerked that little boy up. And she says, don't you ever say a word like that. She said, that just makes cold chills run up my spine. And that little old bad young'un said, if you'd have been over the house yesterday when Pappy hit his thumb with a hammer, you'd have froze to death. Well, anyway, I'll tell you now, we've had some awful experiences with that little boy. He came over the house again this morning, and he had a quarter in his hand. He said to brother, he said, look, here's a quarter. God said, my pappy give me this if I never would say another bad word again. Said, I said one word he didn't like, and said, he give me a quarter. Said, if you never say that word again, said, now, I'll give you this quarter right here. And brother said, me and you ought to go in business. I know words that'll get you $5. Well, so no, I just before I left home today, Belinda Bruton, she's a girlfriend of mine, and she's not married either. And she said to me, she said, somehow I think you've got a better chance to get to a feller up there than the rest of us girls here at Grinder Switch. And she said, you've been up there for 19 years and you ain't never got a feller. She said, I believe you're going at it wrong. She said, you ought to let me learn you some lessons. She said, when I kiss a feller, he stays kissed. I said, well, you stick to your way and I'll stick to mine. When I kiss him, I don't want him to stay kissed. I want him to come back for more. Well, I said, though, I'll never forget the first time me and sister, we was growing along about together, and we was about to just close ages, and Mammy said to us when we was just getting up old enough to have a fella come over and keep us company, she said, now, there's just two words you've got to remember all the time when you start keeping company with fellers, and there's just two words to remember. One of them is don't, and the other one is stop. So that's the way I've done all these years. Every time I have a fella come over to see me, I remember them two words, and I say them. I say, don't stop. Bye now. See you next week.
Hey, Minnie, tell me the truth. Do you think we men folk go overboard when we talk about Prince Albert smoking tobacco and how much pleasure and comfort we get out of it?
Land sakes, no, cowboy. Anything that gives you pleasure and comfort is worth talking about and letting the other fella know so he can enjoy it, too.
Yes, Minnie, Prince Albert is so fresh, and it's crimp cut. Just bound to give a smoking man the tasty, cool, comfortable smoke that he wants every time. Making men like P.A. too, Minnie, it rolls so easy, smokes so mild and tasty. So listen, all you smokers, while I pass the word along. For downright tasty smoking enjoyment, you try Prince Albert, America's joy smoke.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
All right.
It's guest time once again, and here's that handsome boy from Louisiana, Jimmy Newman, with another one of his big hits titled So Soon. Here's Jimmy.
You promised love that never would end. But now you're gone, and my heartaches begin. You say that I'm no more than a friend. My darling, have you forgotten so soon? The sweet love we knew fell by the way. The tears from my eyes fall day after day, recalling the time we were carefree and gay. My darling, have you forgotten so soon? My darling, have you forgotten so soon?
Jimmy Newman, fine song, So Soon. Thank you, Jimmy, and thanks so much for being along as our guest tonight. And now, friends, it's my pleasure to introduce another member of our Grand Ole Opry favorites, a boy with the long shirt and the short pants, the old Kentucky Wonder himself, String Bean, with his great new recorded song, Run, Little Rabbit, Run.
Well, rabbit in a pea patch, picking up peas. Get away, rabbit, get away, please. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, behind a kind of man, a big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run, thank you. Got a rabbit, look mighty brown. Yes, right, grand, looking out from a hound. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, to come the man, the big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Big-eyed rabbit, you look mighty bold. Yes, sir, I'm heading from a hole. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run. Yeah, the corner man, a big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run, run, run.
String Dean and Run, Little Rabbit, Run.
But now, Copas, it's time for a song from you that everybody is waiting for. So here he is, neighbors, Cowboy Copas with one of his big hit records, You're Looking for an Angel.
I've tried my very best to meet all of your demands. The more I try, more fault you find. I just don't understand. You want me to be perfect, and with all my heart I've tried. You're looking for an angel, and I'm sorry I can't fly. Love could have been the sweetest thing two people ever knew. If you had only realized how much I cared for you. I know you'll go on searching for that perfect guy. You're looking for an angel, and I'm sorry I can't fly. If you could only feel the pain that's in this heart of mine, each little fault you find with me, you turn into a crime. Your doubtful thoughts and jealousy has caused our love to die. You're looking for an angel, and I'm sorry I can't fly.
That puts the lid on the old kettle for tonight. But before we go, I'd like to say it sure was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Be listening next week when Porter Wagner will be your star, and he'll have along Billy Walker as his guest. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Sometimes the most quiet passage in a piece of music is the most effective, and a quiet fact is often more impressive than loud shouting. For example, more people smoke Camel cigarettes and have for 10 straight years than any other kind, any filter, any king, any regular. The reason behind that fact is particularly significant today. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The costly Camel blend of choice quality Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled. There is nothing else just like the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness of each and every Camel. More and more people are realizing that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Try Camel and see for yourself why it remains the most pleasing, most popular cigarette of all year after year. If you're smoking more today but enjoying it less, well then, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.